This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Texas law making abortion businesses subject to common medical clinic safety requirements and restricting abortions after 20 weeks was ardently opposed, even filibustered, by State Senator Wendy Davis, who is now running for governor of Texas. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the law last week. The case against the law by Planned Parenthood and others had the temerity to ask the Fifth Circuit to overlook the Supreme Court precedent on what's known as undue burden. ADF attorney Stephen Aiden said that in this case, Planned Parenthood simply provided additional evidence that they care more about profit than about what's best for women. Monday is the 9th anniversary of the death of Terry Schiavo, the disabled woman whose estranged husband won a court order to take her life. Over the weekend, friends and family shared memories of their last day with Terry before she died of dehydration. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America found taxpayer-supported opposition at the University of Michigan. While showing students there the harms caused by Roe v. Wade, she found an opposing message from the university declaring abortion as a gift from God. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.